Today's devotion is entitled God Knows You by Pastor Joel Hess, St. James, Chicago. So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" They went out of the town and were coming to him. John 4:28-30. "He told me everything I ever did." It amazes me that the woman Jesus met at the well was so shocked that Jesus knew every detail of her life that it changed her life. It wasn't raising the dead or walking on water that blew her mind. She clearly was astonished that Jesus knew her, the good and the bad, the things she has done and the things that had been done to her, and spent meaningful time with her at the well. He warmly treated her with dignity, as if it was the most important thing he wanted to do that day. His disciples went to get food. Jesus went looking to make a friend, to forgive, embrace, and restore. We desire to be known, don't we? By others and by God. To be seen, to be understood. Our social media is populated with people wanting to be known, as Andy Warhol predicted. 15 minutes of everyone knowing they exist. Yet we also don't want our whole life to be known, really. We don't want people to know the wrong we have done or the passions we struggle with. In fact, we would lose friends if they knew everything we think and do in the shadows. God knows you, not just because He is God and knows everything. He has crouched down and continues to do so and looks at us face to face. He surprised the woman while she tried to sneak to the well and met her as she was. He surprised the thief on the cross too. With all his guilt and fear, Jesus knew him. You don't need to clean yourself up for God. What's the point? He knows you. He came for lonely sinners and all their secret sins and scars. You are forgiven. You are embraced. You are known. You are His friend.